I am here with Becky McNeely today. The Keeping Home Planner is about to drop, and I just wanted to interview her so that you guys have all the information you need for ordering your planner for 2025. So, Becky, tell us a little bit about the Keeping Home Planner.
So I created this planner for homemakers, whether you are single, whether you're married, whether you have children, whether your children are out of your house. I wanted to create a planner that would be helpful for women in all walks of life and would help them focus their energy on taking really good care of their home to the glory of God.
That's awesome. So I have been using the Keeping Home Planner for 2 years now, right? Is this the second year?
This is the third.
This will be your third year. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I love it. And it sits on my buffet in my kitchen every day. Mm-hmm. Some of my favorite things about it are the commonplace in the back of the book. So I keep notes for homeschooling in there. I keep notes for podcast episodes in there. It's just my go-to all-in-one place, my schedule for our family, and also my notes of things. I also keep like book lists in there, reading lists. So I love that about it. I love it that it has a common place in the back as well as the planner. I love it that there's plenty of space on the pages for writing out your schedule. I love it that it has like home tasks for the day and also what's it called? The right side to-do list for the day. So I do like things that I want to get done around the house on one side. And then like if someone has a dentist appointment, there's also a spot for that. It also has what we're having for dinner each night in the weekly layouts. And there's just so much about it that is perfect for a homemaker. Those are some of my favorite things. What are some things that are your favorite things? Because you use the planner too. So what are your favorite things?
So I made this planner because it was a few years ago. I couldn't find one that I liked that had all of the features that I wanted. So I thought, why not create it? And if I'm looking for one, surely there are other women looking for it as well. So I thought, why not make a product that other women can use too. And one of the things that I wanted was I didn't want annoying heresy on every page.
Yeah.
Believe in yourself, follow your heart, things like that. I don't want it littered with that. I want it focused on scripture and how to be a godly woman and go about my days in a way that's honoring to the Lord. And so every page has a Bible verse, and I have structured the Bible verses seasonally as well. So in October, they're all Reformation based verses, and in November they are verses about Thanksgiving and things like that. So just, I like the Bible verses on each page. This year, two of the new features are a year at a glance page. There's two pages at the beginning where if you know things right off the bat that you just want to jot down dates, you can do a whole year at a glance, jot down important dates there. And then another new feature is at the back, there will be an end of the year reflection. So you can look back on 2025 and say what worked really well. What are some areas that I would like God to grow me in, whether it's in homemaking or personally in other areas, spiritually, things like that. That isn't a new feature this year. And another feature is at the very beginning, the last couple of years, I have written a prayer of blessing over the homes that these planners are going to be in. And this year, I thought it would be really cool to include a spot for you to write your own prayer of blessing over your home. So at the very beginning, the very first page in the planner is a prayer over 2025 that you get to write over your family, over your home, over the tasks that God has set before you. And I'm really excited to just know that there are women all over that are praying over their homes like that. And it's something you can go back to and almost keep as a keepsake.
Love it.
And see, look, this is what I prayed for at the beginning of the year. And then at the end of the year, reflect on it and say, this is what God did.
So sweet. I love that. So where can people buy the Keeping Home Planner?
It's available on Fruitful and Fearless. If you follow Keeping Home on Instagram, there is a link in my bio there. Or you can just go to the Fruitful and Fearless website and purchase it from there.
Yeah. Thank you. And I will be purchasing mine soon. I can't wait. Welcome to the Fruitful and Fearless podcast, where we're serving up gospel-fueled courage to the Christian woman to remain faithful in her calling. Hello, and welcome to the Fruitful and Fearless podcast. I'm here with the whole crew today live at Kate's house. So,
hello.
Yes, how's it going, everybody?
Good.
Good.
For the second time.
Yeah. So we had to start over.
Take two.
So it's always weird whenever you did the second time. How are you? This seems so fake. I just heard how you were. Okay, so what have you been doing today, Becky?
So we had Academy this morning. So Kate and I teach a story time for 2 to 6-year-olds, and it was some pretty cute chaos.
Yep.
We made some little lanterns.
Pravi was very excited about those.
We made a lantern.
Aww. Did she grab it? Before?
Yeah. She said, my teacher has it, but then she got it.
Yeah, once well, she got the home, paint she... was not dry on any okay. of them, and yeah. one of the colors was permanent, and so we made the decision to not let them run around with them at church.
Yeah. Yeah. Really smart.
We yeah. held off until the end of the
yeah.
nativity practice.
Okay. Yeah.
But yeah, so we did that. And because I've been out for a few weeks, we did our, Kate very sweetly taught the Christmas lesson last week. So we did winter solstice today and it was a lot of fun. And then we had the Christmas pageant practice after, which was really cute, chaotic and cute.
I'm so excited to watch it.
The two ladies leading it are just the most patient grandmothers I have ever seen. They're so sweet. They have just an unreal amount of patience with yeah. them, and it's adorable. I'm so excited.
It's precious.
So I've been taking Oak home to nap, and Jared stays with the kids for recital or pageant practice after classes. And Mallory was like, you weren't at practice. I have to show you this. And she pulls up a picture on her phone of Providence. Like all the kids are standing, you know, doing what they're supposed to be doing. And Providence is down licking someone's shoe.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, what is she doing? And where is her father? But Jared was, he's like reading a portion of the play or something.
Yeah.
So he wasn't paying attention to her. And he's she's just like her. Down doing something to her neighbor's shoe. That's what she also told me about June and what she did. So, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. June was also
licking shoes.
No. Well, did she tell you what she was doing today or the last
time? No, last time.
Oh, last time we had some booty cheeks showing.
She thought her hands
were in her back pockets, yeah. but she missed the pockets and was just tugging her pants
and then just farther like, down
around and just turning around and booting everybody. And poor girl had no idea. She was just like, what's going on?
Yeah.
And I wasn't there. I was still home resting and recovering. And so I think, well, Kate taught for me. Nina had the kids.
Yes.
And Nina was like, I'm so sorry. I didn't notice. I was like, no, she was unbothered.
No,
Not embarrassed.
Not embarrassed. Well,
so
today.
It's going to be the best Christmas present.
That did not happen today. But she did sit there. She got a little bit bored because they kept doing the same thing.
Okay.
And, you know, she's 3.
Yeah.
So she was like, you know, I think I'll just sit on the step and suck my fingers regardless of what's going on. I was like, fine. Sing. And she's like, what?
Yes.
Sing, baby, you need to sing. And she's like, what, mommy? And I'm trying to be really discreet. And she's hollering at me across the sanctuary. It's going to be fun.
And we have 4 wise men.
Yeah,
oh, I know. Valor's one of them.
Yes. He's one of the 3, and then there was another little guy that really wanted to be a wise man. And one of the teachers was like, it's fine. I'm sure there were probably more than just 3.
Yeah,
you can go ahead and come with. So we have 4 wise men. It's so sweet. I'm excited.
Yeah, I did a ton of food prep for Christmas today when I got home.
I saw your Instagram.
Yeah, I know that next week is going to be really busy for us. So I decided I'm just going to do a ton of things this weekend when we're home and don't have a lot of plans. So I made Pravi's birthday cake for next week today. And I made our cake for the gingerbread cake you gave me the recipe for. It's so good.
Isn't it good?
Yeah.
I love that one.
Becky gave me the recipe for this gingerbread cake that is amazing. You made it 2 years ago?
I think I
for
made
the
it,
elders and wife party? Or?
I made it 2 years ago, and then I made it last year as well. This year was the first year I did.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. It's so good.
You need
so
to share that.
It's really good.
Share it in the notes or something.
Yeah. Mm, so I will for sure. What is it from? Something sugar recipe? Dixie Sugar?
Dixie Crystals, I think. And I don't know any of their other recipes. I was just looking for a fun Christmas cake
on
Pinterest.
It does. Okay. It has molasses in it.
I just looked at a gingerbread cake recipe yesterday. I bet it's similar.
It has applesauce in it, too.
Yeah.
Which makes it, it just makes it really good.
And the icing for it is phenomenal.
Is it cream cheese or is it buttercream?
Cream cheese.
Okay, that was my question. I saw a recipe yesterday. I've never made a gingerbread cake, and it had 2 options, buttercream or cream cheese.
I love cream cheese. I always vote cream cheese.
That's what my vote is, too, but I've also never even ate a gingerbread cake, so I didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, a cream cheese frosting for sure, And then if you use that bourbon vanilla,
I did.
Bet it'll be really good.
I did, and it was.
And then not just straight bourbon, but bourbon vanilla.
I think you should tell that story.
Should I tell that story? Wait, so did you make vanilla out of bourbon and something out of vodka?
Okay. Yeah. So I don't know, Brie, you have not heard this story, but Kate and Jordan have heard what I accidentally did. So at the beginning of the year, I knew that I wanted to do vanilla for Christmas presents this year.
I did that this year.
So I was like, oh, January, I'm going to go ahead and get a jump start on it. Uh-huh. You know, so I went and I got two big things of bourbon from Sam's and I got the beans, but I did them on a Sam's pickup order. So I didn't realize how much bourbon I was getting because I have no concept of size, proportions when I'm looking at the app on my phone. So I pick up my order. I bring them home. Like, that's a lot of vanilla. And obviously the bourbon's not going to go bad.
Right.
So like, well, I'll just keep one in the cabinet as just bourbon and I'll put the beans in one and then I'll have the bourbon for next year. So completely forgetting I did that because I did that back in January. Our vanilla ran out about like a couple months ago. And I thought, you know, I'm not going to need all of that for presents. I'm going to use some of that for us anyway. It's for sure ready. So I'll just, you know, pour some in. So I poured some into my little vanilla container and I thought, huh, that looks a lot lighter than I thought it would be, especially using bourbon. I thought it would be a darker color, but you know, it is what it is. And then right before my surgery, I started getting stir crazy and thinking about all the things and trying to over prep and, you know, get everything settled in the house to be easy for the kids and for Brandon. So, of course, one thing that had to happen was I had to reorganize my pantry. Of course, that had to happen.
Yeah.
So I pulled
these.
So I'm pulling everything out. And I thought, well, Brandon's super tall. I'm going to put all his stuff on the top, put my stuff on the bottom, you know. And I pull, as I'm pulling everything out, I pull out both of them side by side. And I'm looking at it and I'm going, that looks wrong. One of them is really dark. And one of them is really light. And then I realize I've just been putting straight bourbon in everything for like the last month. And in the mornings,
and everyone's like, this is really good.
Well, just wait. So my kids love oatmeal.
So they've been sleeping really good. I've been putting bourbon in their oatmeal, straight bourbon.
It gets better. So every cookie I've baked in the last month has just been bourbon, no vanilla. I drink coffee every morning. I love coffee. My kids now also like to have morning coffee
because mom's been putting bourbon in it. So
I've been making there, and I usually just do like a splash of coffee. I'll do like I'll do some vanilla, put a little bit of sugar, and then fill the rest up with milk. So it's really mostly just
flavored milk. Yeah.
But I don't measure the vanilla that I put in their coffee. I'm just like, oh, it's not bad for you.
So yeah, it's just a dash of bourbon.
Bourbon. My 3-year-old so and then 5-year-old were having bourbon every morning. We did get...
Too bad it wasn't every night. They probably would have been sleeping so good.
I will say, though, we had some really peaceful homeschool mornings.
Maybe.
My best. Like,
everybody was just super chill.
A new tip.
That's a new tip,
household
guys.
Tip. Just instead of vanilla, give your kids a little splash of bourbon.
Tell yourself
splash
it's vanilla.
Yeah. I'm learning all kinds of tips. I mean, I first learned that you can make vanilla out of bourbon because I've been doing vodka, but I bet bourbon tastes better.
Yeah.
Now I'm just going to start straight bourbon to everything.
I mean, homeschool mornings were great.
Yeah, just bourbon.
It didn't affect. Honestly, the cookies still baked. Yeah. Everybody still ate them. Nobody said, Mom, these taste weird. You know?
I bet they didn't. Because bourbon and stuff is really good, actually. Yeah.
You know? And when I make chocolate chip cookies, I usually leave some of the dough undone because Brandon loves cookie dough.
Jared.
So I'll just give him like the second half or whatever of the cookie dough. And so Brandon's been eating bourbon spiked cookie dough. Yeah. Never once complained.
It. Mm-hmm. It's great.
Yeah.
So it was great in the gingerbread cake.
Yes.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
Was that good?
Yes. Okay. That icing is what I love because it's like a cream cheese icing, but it has a teaspoon of cinnamon in it and maple syrup. So it's like a deep, amazing flavor for the cream cheese frosting.
Okay, we need this recipe.
Okay.
You guys have hyped
really
it up too much.
Yeah, it's really good. So anyways, I'm freezing these things so that next week or the next week and a half, I can just pull things out when I need them.
And you froze them frosted and everything.
Okay, Kimberly taught me this. Okay. My sister-in-law, we did an episode with her about baking cakes, but she
totally frosts, decorates the cakes, and then you put them just like on a cookie sheet in the freezer for an hour so that they're hard and set, and then take it out and wrap it in plastic wrap really, really good. And then you can freeze it for like up to a couple months.
Oh, wow.
And awesome. You just take it out 24 hours in advance and let it cool on the countertop or in the fridge. But I did it with Oak's birthday cake last month, and it defrosted and everything perfectly.
I'm all about, tasted, yeah.
Like I had just made it.
Yeah. I'm just all about prepping everything.
Well, I have to.
Quick
I have to.
You
if
have
I want to
and
do
if you're hosting,
anything,
you learn. Yeah. You have to. Yeah.
If I want to do anything homemade, I have to do it super far in advance.
Yeah.
So I made two cakes today, the birthday cake and that one. And then I also did our meatballs for the small group Christmas party that we're having next week and the sauce, and I just froze all that and gonna pull it out on Wednesday.
That's Mason's grandma, like the biggest tip she's ever taught me is do everything you can beforehand, because she always hosts like Christmas and Thanksgiving. Actually, she's starting to put it off on some of the members of the family now she gets older, but that's like she's like, everything's freezable, you can freeze anything. And really you can almost freeze everything.
But you can't do it
if you don't do that.
Right.
Because I had someone message me even today that was like, how are you doing this stuff? I'm like, well, because I'm doing a little bit at a time. Last night, I mixed up the dry ingredients. That's all I did.
Right.
And then this morning, I did the wet ingredients. And then after school today, I did, iced it. Yeah.
You're using your pockets.
Yeah, like 10 minutes here, 15 minutes there. Like, got the meat out to thaw last night. You mix it up. Then I have a bunch of people help me.
Which means your mind has to be thinking about it, like...
Yesterday. Yes. Yeah.
Which is helpful for
Christmas traditions.
Christmas traditions.
Yeah.
And which is why it's so nice to have Becky's Keeping Home Planner, because you can write it all out.
It really is true.
It really is so nice.
Yeah, I use my commonplace in the back to write down what I want to do for our Christmas season. Like, what foods I want to make. Like, I want these foods to be... every year, because I want the kids to have those little things. Like, remember how mom always made this?
Mm-hmm.
So there's certain things that we all really like that I want to repeat every year. And I always write them down and schedule out when we're going to have them and stuff. But I did that yesterday, just kind of wrote down when I'm going to need what food for when, and then when I'm going to actually make it, what I need to get from the store. So yeah, you got to plan it out. So let's go ahead and do food Christmas traditions, since we're kind of talking about that kind of stuff. Ours are Chex Mix. We always make Chex Mix, cinnamon rolls. But this year I'm going to make a cinnamon roll wreath thing.
Oh, cute.
It's not actually cinnamon rolls. It's called like a something wreath that my friend Libby made for small group, and it was amazing. But you make it like a big cinnamon roll, and then you shape it into a wreath, and you like cut it with scissors.
That sounds
beautiful.
And it
looks so fancy and pretty, but it's not hard. So I'm going to do that for Christmas morning at my family's house, and then I'm going to make two of them and freeze them. and then you just ice them once you're ready to eat them. But I'm going to do that at Jared's family's also. A Christmas punch, and Jared really likes pecan pie bars. We usually do those at Thanksgiving and Christmas. And then rumaki and what we say padoggies, which is the not correct pronunciation of it, but my grandma called them padoggies. It's pierogies, I think.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Is that how you say it? Pierogies. But we do padoggies and rumaki every year at my family.
What is that?
Yeah, explain to us what that is.
Okay, rumaki is, I think, I don't really know the history of it, but I think it was popular back like in the 90s. And it sounds really gross, but it's not. It's a water chestnut, chicken liver, wrapped in bacon.
All of your faces. I'm just really confused.
I lost me at chicken liver.
That shocked you all.
I just didn't expect that.
Yeah, all of you were like,
where are you purchasing
chicken liver? Grocery store in like a little thing.
So I've never
put them all on a toothpick.
Or water chestnuts.
Oh, really?
At a store.
Okay, so you put a toothpick through all of it, you bake it in the oven, and then there's like a glaze that you put on it. It's like a pigs in a blanket feel, the way that that is like on a...
It's a crunch. It ain't a pig in a blanket.
No. The way that it is on a toothpick, I mean. It's like that size and like hors d'oeuvre type situation. Right. Okay. And it's really rich. Have you ever had a chicken liver? It's delicious.
I don't know if I ever have.
I'm definitely here for the bacon part.
I hope that
we should try that. We should all make something that people don't eat commonly for
the next. That'd be super fun.
I'll make
rumaki.
You need to make
the maki so good.
Yes.
They're really, really good. Okay. I love them. But it is something that when you say the word chicken liver, people are like, wait, what? That sounds weird. And pierogies or padoggies. It is a potato dough that you make and roll it out like a dumpling. And it has like a potato-y cream cheese filling. And then you boil it
really good.
Fry them in butter. It's really good.
It's my favorite.
Okay. What foods do you guys do?
Sorry, I got distracted because my baby's screaming downstairs.
She's so dramatic, I can't ever tell if she's hurt or not.
None of the dads seem to even be paying attention. They're still having a conversation. So
did you hear that all the kids hacking? That's why I went downstairs, because collectively it sounded like they were all dying.
Oh, I didn't even notice.
I came downstairs and four kids were hacking their brains out. And I said, what is going on? And Mason was like, they were just outside playing. And now
they got the cops,
you know, but they all looked... They were all turning
the month
red
and a half hacking. Cough. And the dads probably weren't like, here's some water.
There was no water. I came down and handed children water.
Good job.
And the dads. Yeah.
That's so funny.
And then I was like, okay, I'm good. I just needed to make sure no one was actually choking.
Came from upstairs. As you all were just standing
That's
here chatting and not
ear.
Noticing.
Yeah. Our mom ears just go really far.
My brain was like, someone's choking. Someone's choking. I had to go. No one was choking.
So the only things that we do, well, I guess there is kind of a lot. So we always do sugar cookies. And they're the best sugar cookie recipe ever. But okay, now my son can't have gluten.
No.
And so I'm going to try this year without regular flour. And I'm going to see if they turn out good. I can share that recipe.
Let me know. Okay.
Yeah. We make them for fall and Valentine's Day, too. But we skipped fall this year. So we do those and we decorate them, of course, and they just taste amazing. I have like an almond in the frosting, yes. And that's good. What were you going to say?
I was just going to say the trick to sugar cookies is leaving your dough thick.
Yes. Mm-hmm. These are super thick, and the icing, we lay that icing on thick too. They're good. So I'll have to update you on the non-gluten part of that and see if it turns out good. And I always make a peanut butter pie. I have the best. That's in the Fruitful and Fearless cookbook. Yeah. It's the best peanut butter pie recipe ever. And then we always do a brunch with his parents, like Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, and we do the whole shebang. And I recently, this is a newer tradition, I said, I have to make this recipe every year. It's like a croissant breakfast casserole, and it's really good. Yeah. It soaks overnight in the fridge, and I can't even think of all the details, but it's like ham, croissants, chives, eggs, of course. Probably cheese. Yeah, cheese. I think it's like Gouda cheese.
Sounds good.
And some other type of cheese. So, yeah, those are...
Where is that recipe from?
I found that... Sorry, my voice is going away. I found that on Instagram, but I could probably share that as well.
Okay. That sounds really good.
Yep. That's about all for food-wise. I like to change things up.
We're going to have to do a lot of sharing whenever this episode posts.
Yeah.
We
are.
Here's this.
People are going to want it.
Yeah.
I'm always wanting the recipes that people are talking about.
And especially casseroles that you prep the night before but then bake the next morning.
Yes.
I really like
those.
And
it's easy, too. I feel like for whatever reason, I guess because the croissants, I bought pre-made croissants from Costco, like the big ones.
The dough or the actual croissant?
Actual croissant.
Okay. So
the croissant soaks.
Yeah.
And...
So it's like a strata.
Maybe.
Okay.
I've never made one.
Okay. But yeah. It's like a bread pudding, but breakfast and savory.
Yes. Yeah, it would be similar to that.
Cool.
What about you guys?
Our biggest thing we do is wassail or wasp.
Oh, Mason.
We've made it.
Seeing that at us.
My dad makes it every year, and it is the big Christmas drink, and we just sip on it all day long. So good. And then we just also drink.
I hate it.
What makes it different from apple cider?
Oh, it's awful.
It is?
I would have to actually get my dad's recipe.
Okay, we have to have wassail at our next get.
There's a ramaki and wassail.
It's wassail, guys. It's wassail.
Okay.
I was taught how to pronounce that one because I had to sing that song.
Wassail, wassail.
Yes.
You put like bitters in an orange and then it floats around in the carafe all day and the carafe has like cider and all kinds of spices and stuff in it. Mm-hmm. It's really good.
And then
our version is really
hot or cold?
Hot.
Okay.
I mean, you could drink it cold, but I just don't think it would taste
as good. It kind of smells like Hobby Lobby when you make it. It's kind of
like
nice.
It's
kind of nice, but the oranges give
like
it that nasty vomit smell. And then when you drink it, it's kind of like that aftertaste of
it smells like what was sprinkled on vomit in elementary.
So I have the opposite experience. So maybe our recipes are different. Or
I have the non-vomit recipe.
Mason loves it.
Taste buds are very different, which could be
Wait, do you guys like eggnog?
Yes.
Thank you.
Homemade. One that we do.
I do that too.
I've never had the homemade.
You have to make homemade.
Okay, that's yours next time.
I have a house to home recipe for that. So I can share that one.
So good. Yeah.
All I ever think about with eggnog is the scene from Christmas Vacation when they're dipping out of the...
The
eggnog is going everywhere.
I hate that movie too.
You do?
We had some friends who were like, oh, you have to see this. I've never seen it. We sat down to watch it. And I was like, I just feel bad. I just feel bad for him. Everything he's done wrong.
Your life is awful.
And I can't laugh.
No, you know what?
It's like a train wreck that you can't help.
It's his attitude.
I just can't do it.
It's his attitude.
Is he a Scrooge? I've not seen it.
No, he just needs an attitude adjustment.
Okay. Yeah, the whole thing just makes me cringe. And I just... they're having a terrible Christmas, and I just don't enjoy it. I don't enjoy watching people have bad Christmases.
We have very strong opinions about our Christmas traditions right now. Yes. So.
Yeah. Well, that's our only real food thing. We always do cinnamon rolls.
Do you do homemade? Christmas?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've never made homemade cinnamon rolls because Mason's grandma is like the queen. So there's no need. Why would I do that?
What do you guys do?
So we're in a season where we're trying to establish what we're going to do as a family for Christmas stuff. And so one thing that we're going to do this year for Christmas morning is we had a friend make a blueberry coffee cake.
Mm. Oh, Jamie.
And it was, Jamie's blueberry coffee cake. And it was amazing. And my kids, everybody loved it. It was just a home run all across the board. And Brandon goes, can we please have this Christmas morning?
Aww.
I was like, yes, that would be a great, and it's easy, super easy to make. You make it all in one bowl. You don't even have to mix your dry and your wet ingredients separately. You just dump everything in and you sprinkle brown sugar over the top. You can bake it the night before and it's still just as good the next morning. Mm-hmm. It's not one of those things that has to be fresh baked. So I think that's going to be kind of our sweeter Christmas morning breakfast thing. Mm-hmm. And I want to try that croissant thing. I was trying to think of something more savory that has like protein in it. Yeah. And it's not just,
that's definitely a savory sugar one.
But I think we're going to do that this year. My grandma Nelson always made orange rolls every year for every holiday. And so that's always a staple too. It's like a cinnamon roll, but you zest.
Them. They're so good. I hear you talk about it every year and I want to taste
them. I'll make them.
Okay.
I'll make them.
That's what I'll make. I need to write this down.
You should. Because we will all forget.
I will. I'll write it down.
But basically you zest an orange and you mix it with sugar and you make a sweet dough recipe, like any sweet dough recipe for
like a cinnamon roll,
something like that. And then you mix the zest with the sugar, you paint the whole thing with butter, you sprinkle the zest and the sugar on, you roll it up, and then she always used thread. I have a pastry cutter, not a pastry cutter, but like a...
bench scraper?
Yeah, a bench scraper that I can use to cut it, but I still use thread because that's what she always did.
I always use
nostalgic
floss.
For me.
Dental floss. Yeah. That's funny.
Do you get like a minty taste in it?
No, I don't get the toxic kind. A little less toxic flavored.
The one that Shauna would...
Oh yeah, Shauna approved. Dental
floss. Well, she always used sewing thread. She was a big sewer, so I always use that just for the nostalgic factor too of like I remember cutting them with her.
Yeah.
Why
did I not think of that?
So I use that each time, and then you make a glaze. So you take the same orange that you zested and you juice it, and then whatever juice you get from the orange you mix with powdered sugar until you have like a frosting glaze kind of consistency, and you put that over the top.
I can't wait to try that.
They're so awesome. Good. Oh, they're so good.
Yeah.
So we do that every year. We do Chex Mix too. And then Brandon likes the ham and cheese sliders.
Oh, I like those too.
You bake in the oven and they're super easy. So I always do that at some point. We make those too. Because that's not an all the time kind of thing that we do. But
so now things that we do as a family, like maybe places that we go or things that you do around your house, stuff like that. How about prayer Christmas traditions? We always go to St. Charles, Missouri. They do an amazing Charles Dickens recreation village on their main street. It's a brick road and all historic buildings. Very historic area.
And you don't remember the details. No. That's so funny because Mason and I were talking last night. I said, I don't know. I need to talk to other women, but I just feel like women's brains do not retain history like men's brains do. And he started quizzing me on dates. I said, don't do that. I don't know the dates.
No.
And you guys are like, no, it's something. And I will genuinely enjoy it when I'm teaching it. I'm like, okay, yeah. I'm going to remember it this time because I remember it from grade school, but I don't remember details. And I couldn't tell you anything we learned from last year in history. Mm-hmm. Like, I can tell you some, but not like the details, not like dates, you know?
No.
Can't do it.
Something about as trappers were going west, St. Charles was like their last stop or something.
Okay.
So it's a very historic little area. Yeah. And that's where this event is.
Okay.
And they do people all dressed up in Charles Dickens style era dress and singing and hot chocolate and bonfires. And you just kind of walk through. They do a parade of all the characters and it's really fun. We like to go there every year. And then we always get a real Christmas tree from the same Christmas tree farm. Brandon and Jared, they always try to convince each other that we should convert to the other Christmas tree farm.
There was one year, I think it was last year, we had all the kids loaded up. It was very cold, but we had all the kids loaded up. We had our tree, and Brandon's like, hold on, babe, I'll be right back. And I was like, where are you going? And he goes, I gotta get a video for Jared. And he's running through the woods to show him all of his tree options and all of the things he could, you know. He's like, if you only came to, and I can never say it right, is it Allfelts? Allfelts? I don't know. Something like that was where we always go. And Jordan and Jared always go to Allen. And Jared always tries to tell Brandon, but you could get this type of tree here. And you could have this here. And Brandon's like, well, we have ornaments at this one you can get each year. And you have, you know.
Yeah.
And they will never convince each other of the other side. But they will never stop trying to convince each other.
I don't know if our tree is going to make it till Christmas this year because we have a little Oak the raccoon.
Oh, okay.
Who just continues to take the ornaments off and likes to take them off and watch them fall down the steps. He takes them off and then waddles over and throws them down the steps and then comes back and gets another one. And as he's doing that, more and more needles are falling off. So it's like all my lower limbs are completely naked right now.
You love Charlie Brown, though.
I do. It's fine.
So maybe you'll end up with a Charlie Brown Christmas tree.
Yeah. So, yeah, our tree is pretty sad right now. But we always do those two things. Those are two places that we like to go. We do Berry Merry Christmas. I know you guys do Berry Merry Christmas, too. It's just like a, I don't know, 80s, early 90s.
I think it was late 80s, early 90s.
Okay, Jared did it as a family whenever he was little, and it was his very favorite Christmas tradition. It's a little banner that hangs on the wall. And you move the bear from, did he find Christmas today? Move it from one room to the next. He looked in the fireplace. Is that where Christmas was? No. Then we go to the next room the next day. You just move a little bear across a poster. That's really the extent of Berry Merry Christmas.
It's super easy. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. It's super easy. But my kids, I loved it as a kid.
Yeah, so did you.
And my kids wake up every morning like, can we do Berry Merry Christmas?
Yeah.
As soon as your sister's awake, yes. And we had to start doing Jack is odd days and June is even days because now they can both move it.
Yeah, we take
And there's a little bit of competition there, you know. But they love it. And I don't know why I loved it as a kid. It was just really cute.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was just cute.
I just enjoyed it.
Bear. Go to different places to look for Christmas.
It's very sweet.
And he finds it. Just spoiler alert.
He finds
the living room.
It's in the living room.
I think it's really cute. I found the fabric on Etsy, and I think I'm going to buy it.
So Jared,
next year.
Jared made it for, sorry, not Jared.
Marsha.
Jared got his sewing machine out. Made it for everybody in the family. No, Marsha got one for each of the kids so that we are all now doing it, which is so sweet. I love that. We also do an Advent house. I found a really ugly one at a thrift store a few years back and redid it, and that was like one of the most fun craft projects I've ever done. Just redid it.
When you first posted a picture of the Advent house you got, I was like, that is not Jordan's style.
No.
What is she thinking? That is
like gummies. Ooh. What are those like dot little gummy thingies?
Little gumdrops.
Gumdrops, thank you.
Gumdrops, like bright colors.
Gumdrops everywhere. And it was not my style. So I like chopped all the gumdrops off the top and spray painted it. And then I put bark. I peeled bark off of a branch and like put a shingled bark roof on it.
It's so cute.
I love it. It's one of my favorite things. So we do Advent house every day too.
For the first two decades-ish of my life, we went to this magical lodge in Alton. It's beautiful. Becky, you've seen pictures.
It's gorgeous.
It's gorgeous. It's magical at Christmas time. It made Christmas just so magical. We went on the 23rd and then we came home the afternoon of Christmas Eve. And when Audrey was born a couple years ago, it just gave me a lot of anxiety to travel up there. And my brother lives down here, so my parents started renting cabins out down here for us to do family Christmas in. So it's kind of a tradition for us to wake up on Christmas Eve in a cabin or in a lodge. And so we're continuing that. And I've always enjoyed it. When Ben and I got married, he enjoyed it. And Audrey loves it. And she also didn't really know what was going on up until now. But I assume
Christmas will be fun.
Yeah. We just, the last 2 years, we've gone to look at Christmas lights, which has been so fun. We went last night and she actually knew what was going on this year because she's 2.5. And she looked back at us at one point because she was kind of like half hanging out the window and I was holding onto her waist so she could see everything. And she said, wow, this place is so, what did she say?
She said, this is amazing.
Yeah. Uh-huh. This place is amazing.
Where'd you guys
go? And so we went to Reese in Heron. We went to Yost Family Lights in Way Out. Yeah. I don't even know. It's like south of Marion. Mm-hmm. And then we went to the house on, I think it's Christina Lane in Carterville. It's just one house. And so we've loved that. We talked all day today about how fun it was yesterday. Yeah. And Audrey woke up and asked if we could do it again. So, and then I want to find an Advent house. This year, I have been really thinking for months about what we want to do. Because last year, it didn't matter so much because she didn't know what was going on anyway. So I'm kind of thinking through everything we want to do. And I'd love to find an Advent house. I found the Little People Nativity set this summer. And it's not very accurate, you know, but most nativities aren't. And Jesus is laying in a bed of French fries. You guys all have to go look. The straw he's in, it just looks like French fries or macaroni. So bad. So bad. But
I'm going to tell you one thing. Speaking of baby Jesus's. We have a little, oh, you said you had it as a kid too, a little sewn nativity. It's like a little plushy nativity thing. And Pravi found the baby Jesus on the floor because the kids all play with it and it gets thrown over. And she was like, oh, I found the baby of God.
You're like, oh, he is God. But yes.
Oh, I found the baby of God. It was hilarious. I keep referring to it as the baby of God.
It's hilarious.
So funny.
Audrey got to decorate a Christmas tree in her room that's been up for a month and a half, and she loves it. She's picked out the most random ornaments for it. She's got a donut, a fish. It's so random. But that's been super fun, letting her pick out her ornaments. Mm-hmm. And then we have an Advent calendar that my sister-in-law got for her that we've been going through. You open each door, and there's a little book in it for each day. So she loves that. So we're just trying to figure it out. I'd love to crochet Jesse tree ornaments for next year, but I thought about it way too late for this year, and I didn't want to kill myself trying to, like, you know, spend hours on it every day in November. But that's pretty much it so far.
Sure. Yes. Okay. I had to take a break and go check on a child, so I'm kind of... Are we just doing what we do, I guess?
Yeah. If you guys go any places or if you do certain things around the house...
I feel like this year and last year were the first years that my kids were like, we do this every year, you know, so we've made traditions that I wasn't even necessarily thinking, oh, that's a tradition, but things that I've been intentional about, we do kind of loosely follow the church calendar just for fun. We like it. We think it keeps us centered on the Lord. And so we do Advent more traditionally, where we light candles and we have an Advent wreath. We follow the candles of peace, joy, hope, love. So we do that every Saturday night or Sunday night. We kind of do like a little liturgy, prayer, family worship type thing that goes along with that. And then since I homeschool, the kids also want to light the candles in the morning.
Yeah.
And we don't have an Advent home, but we have like a little... I don't know what it would be called. It has like sleeves and it hangs on the
like a pocket.
A pocket one. And then I write new ones each year, like they just pick one out every day, and it could be go look at Christmas lights or bake cookies or color Christmas pages. And this year, Nora was old enough that there were some missing because I saved the ones from last year. Mm-hmm. She made some. Oh, and hers were really sweet because there were things I didn't think of, like family group hug was one.
That's sweet.
Sing Christmas songs around the tree.
Oh.
We haven't done that one yet, but that's we're supposed so to sweet. Go around the tree. I'm like, whew.
Okay.
I don't know. We've had the tree fall almost every year.
Is it like marching around the tree, like Jericho? Or is
I don't know.
Like hands,
right?
Circling is how I imagine.
I
that's
imagine
how I got it.
Yeah,
that's what I was thinking. Like, and then I saw you go like this with your hand. I was like, "Are you marching?"
Well, Henry will be marching, I am sure, and the girls will be trying to frolic while I'm like, "Don't knock the Christmas tree." So yeah, those are some things we do. We do always get a real Christmas tree. I decorate slowly. So,
I did this year, too.
Yeah. I mean, we do. I always wait till after Thanksgiving to, like, the day after Thanksgiving. I'm not an early decorator. I then decorate, but I'm, like, ready after Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. But then I do decorate some things slowly, especially crafty things. Mm-hmm. Garlands, snowflakes on the windows is something that we've done this year. The kids will make crafts, and then they'll decorate the house with those.
Did you make those giant snowflakes?
No, but
I want to.
Those look easy. I just saw some snowflakes at Dollar Tree or something. I picked those up, and we just taped them to the window. But they're cute. I'll take a picture of them. And then I do a Christmas Eve bag. That's a big one. They get to open a Christmas Eve bag every Christmas Eve, and it always has popcorn, a new movie, and then I make a book from Artifact Uprising of our year. So I put all of our pictures in that book from the whole year. They love that. That's the favorite. Mm-hmm. It's about $50 to make that book. And it's $50 well worth it. Because then they'll sit on our coffee table and they rummage through them.
How many pictures can you fit in there?
I've never been told no.
So really?
But yeah, I pick like the favorite pictures. Like I put every birthday. I put vacation. I always, every year, I take a picture of all the kids while we're decorating with the lights, and then that's the last picture of the book. So I have to, that's why I decorate on, like, the day after Thanksgiving. So I'm like, we have to get that picture so that on Black Friday I can order Artifact Uprising. So this year I accidentally messed up a few things in the book because I was up to like 11 or midnight, almost midnight, trying to order that before Black Friday. And then as of recently, we do the 12 days of Christmas because that's part of the church calendar.
Which starts today.
Yeah, Christmas. Well, actually, it starts, the 12 days of Christmas start after Christmas.
Oh, it's after?
After Christmas. And
I just knew that there was 12 days till Christmas today because the kids said that. I was like, oh,
see, that's, yeah, most people think it's the 12 days before, but it's actually the 12 days after. Oh, so we keep our decorations up the 12 days after Christmas. And I think that might be the start of Epiphany. So this whole season is the season of light. Okay. And we've been focusing on that. And so, yeah, we leave our Christmas decorations up. And this year, I found a 12 Days of Christmas puzzle kit. So each day we'll pick out a puzzle because Nora likes to do puzzles. So
love that.
Those are just some fun things.
I have a really cool 12 Days of Christmas book that someone got us. It's really neat. I'll have to send you a link to it. It's a children's book, but it like goes through 12 days.
So yeah, really that's cool. A newer one.
So question, how did you learn about church calendar, how to follow that, what that looks like?
Yeah. So my family's Catholic on one side. So Catholics, it's almost like mandatory. I don't think it should be mandatory. You know what I mean? By any means, I disagree with that, obviously. But our church follows it for one. So it was familiar to me as a kid because I went to Catholic services often. And then Mason just, I don't even really know. I guess we both just were kind of like, we need to familiarize ourselves with the church calendar. I was already somewhat familiar with it, but didn't know like how to kind of follow it. And then I wrote these down. There's two books that we use a lot, Living the Christian Year. And I didn't write the guy's name. I think it's Bobby Gross. That book teaches you all about the Christian year, and it's from a Protestant perspective. So it's not a Catholic perspective. And he pulls out the history, the whys, and all of that. And then it's a lot. Like, there's a lot of things you could follow. And Daniel Hitchens' book, Sacred Season, kind of, like, goes through that, too. She has the Catechize Books Instagram. I don't know if you guys are familiar with that. Mm-mm. But our followers might be interested in it. She kind of teaches people about it, too. So there's a lot you could follow. But I like it because if I'm not following the church calendar, which is just a historical calendar, then I end up following the world's calendar, mm-hmm. and we all know the world calendar is Like, yes. We have a whole month for Pride. You know, we have a whole month where we're celebrating sin. And yes, I want to love those people, but I don't want to celebrate their sin for a whole month. So I just end up, like, we end up following that if we're not following the church calendar. I'd rather follow the church calendar.
That's a really good cool idea.
As a Christian, you already kind of are. Like, Easter, Christmas, Advent's a big one now. Lent, is some people do that. So, yeah.
That's really cool.
So for ours, if Brandon had his way, we would decorate the day after Thanksgiving. But he's a very kind husband, and he lets me decorate a little bit early. So, but what we settled on, because we went back and forth when we got married, I was like, I want to decorate early. He's like, not till after Thanksgiving. And he loves Christmas. He's not a Scrooge, but he's like, has to be after Thanksgiving. But what we've settled on is I can decorate early, but not the tree. Okay. So the tree is like our last, grand finale kind of thing. And I think what happened was after we had kids, trying to do the tree and and the house and everything was like, whoa.
It's almost impossible.
This is a lot.
To do it all in one
and
day.
It's stressful and it's not fun.
And once December hits, it just feels like so everything fast. Gets crazy.
Yes, it moves.
And not
so
bad. It's just you've got so many events and so many things going on, and it's hard to decorate when there's a lot of helping hands. And
Yeah. Especially ones that, like, you know, to toss the ornaments down the stairs, you know.
This is fun.
Look at this. So we like to do that. So we decorate in November, and then the tree is kind of like our final touch. And we always do a real tree because that's what Brandon did growing up. And I love it. And I'm now a huge fan. I don't think I can go back now. But we do that. And then we also do a December 1st party. So we get the kids get their new PJs for the season. They all get matching PJs. So they open those on December 1st. We set up a hot cocoa bar and we watch our very first Christmas movie of the season in our PJs. And it's really sweet. And then we always do a jammy drive. So we do a lot of hot cocoa, but
there's a lot of sugar in December,
but it's a little less toxic version. So
which is delicious.
It's good for you.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Like, it actually, like, legit.
So it's like
it
a health food.
It's cacao.
Cacao.
It's cacao powder.
How did you say it before?
Cacoa?
Cacoa. Yep.
Cacoa.
So we do a jammy drive where I make hot cocoa, and this year I used Shauna Holman's Little Less Toxics hot cocoa and then did some homemade whipped cream with actual vanilla made from bourbon, which was good. And we drive and we just go find all of the lights. And this year we went through just a couple different lights and then just drove around and looked at people's house lights.
Yeah.
And we listened to Christmas music and it was really sweet. Last year, June started going, look, I found Christmas.
Aww.
So anytime we'd see a house with lights, she's like, look, there's Christmas. Look, there's Christmas.
Sweet.
So we all kind of say that now too. We do Advent House with just different fun little activities each day. And it doesn't have to be big stuff. That's one thing I found is when I first started thinking about doing an Advent House, I was like, I don't know if I have time for that.
Mm-hmm.
That seems so stressful. And it can be the smallest thing, and they're thrilled about it.
Well, a group hug.
Yes.
And Nora actually helped me with that because I was doing things like bake cookies, make gifts, and then I had to strategically plan where I was at.
Mm-hmm.
Now the rule is the kids know they can't just go grab it out. Mom has to be awake because I have to peek at it first because I'm like, do we have time today to do that? Yeah.
And it can be simple too, like read a Christmas book together.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't have to cost money. It doesn't have to be a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
But even the, just those little things together that you're doing each day, build memories, and it's magical.
I a lot of times will just buy like a bag of Hershey's Kisses that are in like festive wrappers.
Yeah.
And a lot of days it'll just be a Hershey's Kiss.
Yeah.
And that's your thing for that day.
Yeah.
And then other days it'll be something that we do, or like micro machines, like put three little micro machines in there for the kids or whatever.
It's fun.
So it can be a variety of things, whatever feels right for that day for everyone.
The candy is an easy one.
Yes.
Like you don't have time.
No.
One that's fun that I recommend doing is eating lunch or dinner at the Christmas tree.
Mm-hmm.
Like you can even put like an old blanket or sheet down if it's a messy, you know,
mm-hmm.
but that's one that they like to do. And that's easy because you're going to eat anyway.
Yeah.
So just throw a sheet down and eat right there and don't
worry
about the mess.
That's fun. Mm-hmm.
So that brings me to the last tradition I have written down for us. We started this last year, and Jack and June have been talking about it for months now. Like, when do we get to do this? And it's called a shepherd's dinner.
Mm-hmm.
So I lay out tablecloths on the floor, and
last year, I think I put like books and stuff underneath it. So they were like different heights and stuff and made it cute. But we did all finger foods. So we did like a, was it meat and cheese tray? I did some fruit and veggies and hummus and dips and things like that. And then Jack has this little projector that projects stars up to the ceiling. So we put that on and we put it in front of our wood stove and we turn off all the rest of the house or all the rest of the lights in the house. So it's just the stars and then the wood stove. So the fire going. And we pretend that like we're the shepherds.
Oh, that's
and then
cute.
As the kids are eating their little finger foods, you know, Brandon or I will read from Luke 2 and read the story. That. And then we talk about, what do you think they saw? What do you think they heard? What do you think? How do you think they felt? And like pretend to be shepherds and so talk sweet. About it. And then we just finish having dinner together on the floor.
Did you come up with that?
Super cute.
No, my sister-in-law so Heather creative. Sent it to me. Love it that. Was from, I think it was actually from a Mormon website. And they did some other things with it.
You can take good things.
We can redeem it. It's fine. Yes. No, but it was, she sent that to me. She's like, I think your kids will enjoy this. And I thought, absolutely, they will. Let's do this. And they have been asking, when's our shepherd's dinner? When's our shepherd's dinner?
Yeah, I'm going to have to do that.
We've been waiting. I think last year we did it towards the very beginning of the month. So they've just been waiting. But we've been waiting for my recovery and stuff to finish. And then we can do that. So I think that one's on like day 20 something. And that's one of our Advent. That's another thing I started doing this year is whatever Christmas things we have going on, that's our Advent activity. Okay. So when we do our shepherd's dinner, that's going to be our Advent activity. When we have the pageant at church, going to that is going to be our activity, you know? So things you're already doing.
Right.
But it makes it feel special when they get to open it from a little piece of paper in a house.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. So it's so cool thinking about like, okay, God, would you please use all this stuff so that whenever they're big, they can look back and have these really sweet memories and like this fond feeling tied to the specialness of the season. And it's just really cool thinking about when they're big. Are they going to do a shepherd's dinner for their kids?
Really, and what are going to be their favorite memories, too?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love that. One more thing that we do is we do neighbor gifts for our neighborhood, and we delivered those today before we came here. And I loved doing that. Whenever we moved into our neighborhood, that was one thing. I was like, I definitely want to make relationships with all of our neighbors down our street. And so the very first Christmas that we were there, I think I made little boxes with like Chex Mix and an orange and a Christmas card and just random things and put them in a Christmas tin and delivered them to our neighbors. And we've done it every single year since. And it's just been such a blessing because we pray for all of our neighbors as we do it.
That's so sweet.
And it's cool because each year since, more and more of the neighbors do it back to us and do it back to each other.
Sweet. It's like grown.
Yes, it's grown every year. And we have great relationships with all of our neighbors and everyone's really close and takes care of each other. And it's been so beautiful. I love our neighborhood and I would definitely recommend doing neighbor gifts.
When we went trick-or-treating with you guys, I saw how sweet your friendships were with your neighbors. Mm-hmm. And I thought, what a blessing
it is
and how sweet and what a great opportunity to witness too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because I know they're not all believers.
No.
And so what an awesome opportunity for you guys to build a relationship there. And
it really is.
Have those chances.
So I would definitely recommend that and get the kids involved. There's been lots of years that we've like put little elf ears on them and they're like, okay, go knock on the door, give them, you know, try to make it fun and cute and festive. Man, they really have a good time doing it. And it's been a blessing to us, too.
One other tradition I just remembered, we take our Christmas cards that we get and we tape them up over a doorway in our house.
A lot of people do that.
And we put like lights or garland or something around it too, and we'll frame a whole doorway with it. But then that's our very last Christmas decoration to come down. And each night at family worship or during family worship in the month of January or however long it takes, the kids take a turn picking a card. And each night we're praying over whatever family that is that we took the cards down from. Because one, I love having the opportunity to pray over all of those families individually. And it's really sweet too to see the answered prayers from think about, oh, we were praying for this new baby they were going to have or things like that last year. And there's that new baby on the card or something sweet like that. So it's fun. I love getting to do that. And it's a sweet way to bring in the new year.
Yeah.
In your house too.
That's a good idea.
We like that. Anything else that anybody wants to go over?
Real quick, we did, because today Sis got to pass hers out. This is slowly becoming a tradition. She wanted to make things for the homeless people. When we lived in Evansville, we would give to them a lot. Or, like, if I had leftovers, we'd go heat a meal up because we knew, like, where certain people lived on the street. Mm-hmm. And since we're not in Evansville, there's not – where we're at now, there's just not that kind of opportunity. So last couple of years, we've made Ziploc bags, and we put a bunch of stuff that a homeless person might need inside of it. Because most of the time, they're on the streets because, you know, they're addicted to drugs and they can't get into a shelter or stay in a shelter because they're not going to let them stay there if they're in that kind of way. Obviously, giving them money isn't the best. But if you make a Ziploc bag, and that's what we've been doing, just put all kinds of stuff, fill it up. And the kids write Christmas letters and put a little Bible in there. And then today we got to pass one out on our way here. Because, again, where we're at, we don't really see very many. But in the city, that's a good thing that you can just hand out the window.
That's great.
Instead of money. Mm-hmm. You know?
I like that a lot. Cool.
I love that. All right. May your Christmas season be blessed. And we hope that you make lots of sweet traditions with your family this year. Until next time.
Hey, everyone, we want to thank you so much for listening to the Fruitful and Fearless podcast and continuing to come back. You guys have certainly been an encouragement to us, and we hope we've been an encouragement to you as well. We want to continue this work, and we need your help to do that.
If you'd head over to the Fruitful and Fearless website, it's just fruitfulandfearless.com. You can find memberships there that are different tiers that contain different benefits to you as well. If you want to just support us for the heck of it because you're enjoying the show, that's always a blessing as well. But we try to make it even more worth it for you with recipes, groups for homeschooling and cooking, baking, natural health. We try to put as many resources on there as we can. But thank you for your support. It greatly helps our family.